You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Delete your account was the tweet heard around the world. We'll check out the tweet and the latest on a big week for the Hillary Clinton campaign. A lot of endorsements coming out this week and an appearance scheduled next week in Green Bay.
First, we continue to highlight Wisconsin culture in our summer music series set list. We've invited artists from all over the Midwest into the WPR studio for interviews and exclusive musical performances, which will air every Friday at this time until Labor Day weekend.
Today, we feature the Milwaukee rock band Midnight Reruns. They recently stopped by the WPR studio to play songs from their latest record, Force of Nurture. And they talked about what it's like to record an album under the guidance of the bassist of the legendary band, The Replacements. Midnight Reruns, thanks a lot for coming up and playing in our studio for us today.
Thank you.
Well, Graham, let's start with the origin story. How did the band, how did Midnight Reruns come together?
Me and Sam have been playing in bands together since we were really young. We were in middle school, and we knew Carl when we were in high school playing in punk bands. And then I met Brady in college, and we all kind of liked the same kind of stuff, and so we were in a band together.
Sam, what kind of stuff were you guys playing back in middle school?
Green Day covers.
This is how I met Sam.
My dad sells guitars.
Yeah, I was at a basketball tournament, like when I was 11 or 12 or something, and in between games, my dad took me to Guitar Center in Brookfield, and Sam's dad was working there, and I was like playing bass, and he's like, oh, my son's about your age, and he plays drums. And I was like, oh, man, I've been looking for a drummer. I don't know anyone in my school. And he's like, oh, here, I'll give you his number so you guys can play together. And I was like, cool, like, what kind of stuff does he like? And Al was
here
like,
comes.
He was like, oh, like, he likes Simple Plan a lot. And I was like, uh-oh, well, I'll call him anyways. But we both really liked Green Day a lot back then.
First day, we played Basket Case Green Day. That was like, we both knew it.
I knew that he was a drummer because he could play that fill in the beginning.
So this was your dad set up a play date, and that's how the band started.
That's it, yeah. That's exactly
what
happened.
We owe it all to Al.
Yeah.
Alski.
Forward to you've got this new album, Force of Nurture. How's it different from your first album, first of all?
I like it better.
Good.
I got a delay pedal.
Yeah, it's definitely just all around better.
I think we like spent a little longer like in the songwriting than, you know, the first one. We had like a couple decent songs, and then we were really itching to record and do stuff, and so I wrote like a bunch in like a month just so we could go in to have enough for a full length. And this one, we kind of spent a long time on all the songs, or at least a decent amount of time.
Well, let's talk about the recording here. Now, you guys, I understand, are big Replacements fans, and here you are, you're recording, or you, Graham.
I am.
We all are, but Graham more so than anyone.
Big time fan, okay. Yeah. And then Tommy Stinson, the bass player for the Replacements, well, he produced this album. So what was that like? I mean, you're rock god, more or less, one of them, and you're recording with him.
It was awesome. We didn't really have time to be like starstruck or anything, because we were only there for 4 days, so that's like not a super long time to make an album. So he kept like kind of ducking out to
go get him
back massage or like pick his daughter up from school or something. So we were like on a pretty big like time crunch. So I just kind of had to like put all like my starry eyes aside.
It was a good time out there though, in Hudson, New York, and I'd never been there. It's great, small town.
It's like close to Woodstock.
Yeah, it was good. We just did everything live for the most part.
Did Tommy Stinson bring a lot to what you did? Did he give you input, inspiration, or did he just hit record and you guys did what you do?
He had a lot of ideas for, like, we played in Hudson, like, the night before we started recording, like, right down the street from his house. So he kind of got an idea of what we were going to, we played all the new songs we were going to record. Mm-hmm. And he kind of just wanted us to do that.
His whole, like, idea for production was to be, like, hands-off at first, because he kind of just wanted us to sound like how we sound live. But then once we did all the basic tracks and, like, got into the overdubs, then he would be, like, we would have, like, parts here and there where it would just be kind of a riff, and he'd be like, oh, that needs, like, a guitar solo over that. And I would be like, oh, I never thought of that. And then we did it, and the song's, like, way better.
And then one song, he was trying to tell us what he wanted, and we just told him to do it. So he actually plays.
There's a Tommy Stinson guitar part, uncredited.
Uncredited?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, he's credited now. Here.
Now he's credited.
Go behind the music. Tell me about, so you had this 4-day session. I hear the last night worked a little different. How'd it go? What happened?
We just
whiskey.
Got hammered.
And conspiracy theories and aliens and no idea what.
Yeah.
What else? We were doing, like, percussion and guitar solos and stuff like that. So we were just like, you know, we didn't really party too much until the last day.
I mean, we kind of did.
We did, but I mean, the last day was. And it was fun. Tommy got really excited about, like, the tambourine. He was, like, yelling.
Shouting about the tambourine.
Because he liked the tambourine.
Getting up and jumping in his chair. Got really mad when we suggested hand claps in part. Does not like those.
No hand claps?
Not a fan at all.
How much of that last night ended up actually on the album?
A lot of it.
A lot, yeah. Not all of it, but, you know, at the end of Great Southern Rail, this is, like, a long jam-out part. And I remember, we spent a long time me and Carl just soloing over the whole thing, and in mixing we had to go back and, like, cut a lot of it out because it was just, like, so ridiculous. Just, like, a 10-minute long, like, three guitar solos going at the same time. For the people on the radio, he's wearing two guitars.
We've got the drummer. I should set the scene here. Our drummer is wearing two guitars, and the guitarist is at the piano.
Bass
player
drums.
Wandering around.
Just now.
It's rock and roll chaos in Buck's studio here. Force of Nurture, is there any lyrical content, any themes that you had going through this album that this was about, Graham?
A lot of it's just, like, about myself and anxiety type of things that I deal with mentally. Not all of them, though. Great Southern Rail is just about a movie that I watched, and then I wrote the lyrics in, like, 10 minutes after I watched it.
I've talked to some songwriters in here lately who say, you know, they're writing about how they're feeling now, but it's also they're writing to deal with how they're feeling now. Is that part? I mean, I don't want to make it sound like it's your personal therapy, but is there a little bit of that?
Yeah, I mean, it is, too. You know, some people, like, go to the gym, and some people, like, go to therapy, and, like, you know, I, like, do music stuff, and it makes me feel better about myself, I guess.
I understand you guys opened up for the Replacements after this was recorded. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And this is a big crowd. Thousands of people. I don't know. I don't know if you're usually playing for thousands of people. If not, that's a big transition.
Absolutely
maybe.
Not.
What was that like?
It was okay.
It was okay. I mean, does it feel different to be in front of a crowd that size?
It didn't for me, really. It was just like, well, this is like happening. Yeah. Like, you know, if this is like what we want to do, then it shouldn't really matter.
Sure. Well, and also, if the lights are bright enough, you can't tell how many people are out there.
Well, yeah, you can't see past the third row anyway.
Yeah, it was like right before we went on, I was pretty nervous. I don't know about the rest of you guys. But once we started doing it, it was like, okay, we're in the zone.
It was very surreal, though, for me.
Let's talk about live shows. How much are you guys touring now that the album is out?
We did 2 3-week tours. We're taking a break right now to work on new record.
There's one in the works.
Yeah, where are you on a new... That's pretty quick turnaround. You just did this one in October.
Well,
you've got another one going now?
Yeah, that's because we recorded Force of Nurture in 2014. And so it took a year to come out after we recorded it. So that whole year... I was working on stuff, and so by the time it was out, we already had like almost a whole new album written.
So it sounds like you guys have a pretty constant supply of new material coming in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always writing songs, and we got a practice space that's like pretty close to all of our houses, and we practice every week, and it gets boring playing the same ones over and over again, you know?
What's it like, Milwaukee? You're based there. What Sam? What's Milwaukee like as a musical home for you guys?
It's awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of cool bands.
There's like cool shows usually every weekend,
and it's
sometimes it's like too many where you can't keep up.
You gotta choose. You gotta nix some. But it's not always like that. But like a lot of times it is, which is awesome.
I don't know if like a lot. You know, Milwaukee's really known to be like a really cool music city. By other cities, I have not. Maybe it is, but it is. I'm putting it on the record right now.
Is it?
It is.
It is.
It is. All right, well, I'll let you guys get back to playing some more songs for us. Thanks a lot for joining us up here and playing in the studio.
Thanks, Rob.
That was the Milwaukee rock band Midnight Reruns. You can catch them live June 24th at the Majestic Theater in Madison.
Setlist Summer Music Series airs every Friday at this time through Labor Day weekend. Support for Setlist comes from Hyde Music. For more about the artists featured on Setlist, including songs and videos of their exclusive performances at our WPR studio, head over to WPR.org/setlist.
Coming up, we'll talk about the endorsements coming in for Hillary Clinton and what's ahead for the candidate and the campaign. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.